Hi, this is the Grieving with Gratitude podcast, and I'm your host, Conway, a spiritual psychologist. I suddenly lost my dad, and it propelled me to radically change my life. I went from a broke, burnt-out entrepreneur that was dependent on drugs and partying to a life of peace, abundance, and gratitude, making over six figures and traveling the world. My goal is to help you to heal your trauma and through the process become the healthiest and highest version of yourself. I believe you are here to live a life of abundance and not be a victim to your current life. Are you ready to take back your power and start to create the life you want? Good morning. I am currently in California, looking out my window from my bedroom, and I was just going through my morning ritual of just like getting up, drinking lots of water, making my bed, and then doing my daily journaling. And I had my first episode of Shameless in the South actually premiering today. And though I was sent it a couple days earlier, I didn't watch it all the way through. So I really don't know what is on it. But I trust Melrose, the producer, so I'm pretty confident. And I really do believe like just kind of throwing things out there and just letting it go and like releasing that attachment to it, because what am I going to do, sit here and stress about it? But if I'm going to be really low-key honest with myself, I am a little bit stressed and I don't like what I look like in it, but I can't change any of that. You know, it is just a part of the process. And so I reframed it in my mind that I'm like, I may not like all these pictures because I don't like what my body looks like, because it's not really where it has been at in the past. It's not where I want it to be at currently. But also that it is where I am. So I can either hate those pictures or I can just be like, dude, those are going to be great before and afters. Because I made a lot of excuses for myself. It's been hard for me to get into a rhythm when I'm traveling back and forth to have like a really structured workout schedule. And I have to really honor the fact that it's been 4 years since my dad died. And when he first died, like I worked out like four times a day and like was living off of stress. So I looked great. And honestly, when I look back, I didn't look that great. I was much skinnier, but like I really didn't have great muscle. I mean, I have better muscle tone now than I did then, which is crazy. I was just like living off of stress. Like I was literally working out, like living off of stress. It's not sustainable. And so when I look at it from that standpoint, that's not sustainable. Eating and living that way isn't, you know, that was very much a survival moment for me. And so where I'm at now is like, here's the healthy balance. Like here's the normal functioning life of a person. You know, a couple years after grieving the process, it's like going through a breakup, right? I just think of death as like the most gnarly fucking breakup you could have, right? Because with a breakup, you're like, you sometimes think there's a little bit of hope of seeing the person again, or receiving that closure that you want, or whatever it is. And when death, you don't get to have that, you just have to move on. And that's like really what it is. You just have to move on. You have to come up with a way to function. And you have to move on. You got to be okay with exactly where it's at and that it's all perfection. Because what are you going to do? Drive yourself fucking crazy looking for closure or whatever. Or from someone that can't reappear, you know? So that's kind of where I'm at. So now my life is very normal and healthy. And so looking at what that looks like and it's crazy. This is the crazy part. I weighed myself today. And I'm 5'3 and I weigh 0.4 pounds, which is a lot for someone that's 5'3. Statistically, I should weigh like 115 pounds. And so even me telling you that, like, I don't feel any sort of way about it, which that's real working on my shit. Like I did an E4 trauma process, which is what I'm learning how to do and practicing in my courses so I can offer that to other people. And I did an E4 trauma on myself around eating and diet in my body. And I created new beliefs in around my body that it is perfect, everything is perfect, and that I create with ease. I create everything in my life. We all create everything in our lives. So this isn't something that it's only for me. It's for everyone. It's just if you believe it or not, you know, and live it, there's a big difference. that create everything with ease. Like, and we do create our own realities. So if we are creating with ease, that means everything, every thought I create, it comes with ease. That means every good or bad thought. So what I'm going to think? Obviously good thoughts, because if I'm creating with ease, I only want good shit in my life, right? And I know that's a hard concept to wrap your head around if you recently have lost someone. But each day and each moment, you can create whatever you want. And obviously, this is a muscle that I've been building for a very long time to get to the point of being able to have this freedom. But it is literally freedom. And it's crazy, because before I would be so embarrassed to even share my weight with you. I would be mortified just to even share that I had an eating issue, that I hate my body, like, or, you know, even saying I hate my body. I don't hate my body. Like, I don't have any emotional triggers around that anymore. Like, I don't have any emotional pulls around any of this stuff. Like, so what? I weighed myself, and when I have my Fitness Pal, and I have a Fitbit that I've had for years, like years, like we're talking 2016. So, and I've documented through the years, and even when I'm look at when I was like the skinniest in my brain, you know, what the number difference is? 14 pounds, which is, so I still weighed 150 pounds. 145 is probably the lowest I've ever been. When I was on meth, it was 125, but that was ridiculous. I mean, I was emaciated. So I'm like, okay, so I'm going to ruin my whole day over 14 pounds. That makes no fucking sense. And so there is the healing process. That's what I wanted to share. Before, this would have been ruined me. I would have decided not to eat all day today or the next couple days. And I would go through this binge and purge cycle. But through the E4 trauma method and clearing that energy around food and its control over me, I don't have to. I can keep food in my fridge and it's fine being there. I make healthy choices of the food that I eat. But sometimes if I want something that maybe isn't 100% healthy, I still have it, you know, like I just don't need all of it. Or I throw it away. Like I got poke yesterday and it obviously comes with tortilla chips. And so I ate the poke with the tortilla chips, and I had extra poke and extra tortilla chips. So I just ate the poke. I threw the tortilla chips away. You know, like I don't have to eat all the tortilla chips. I could just eat half of like the amount that you're supposed to, you know, and throw the rest away. And that is huge for me. I don't have any emotional ties to any of this stuff. I used to have this like scarcity mentality. Like this is the last time I'm ever going to have tortilla chips because I'm going to go on this diet and I'm never going to eat them again. And then I'm going to be skinny and blah. That's not fucking real life. Like you can eat a tortilla chip. And it's just, it's crazy to me that that's how I was thinking. And so I binge and purge all the time. I would just binge on all this food and then I would starve myself. And I had this back and forth thing and being able to be like, no, I'm going to buy, like I bought yesterday from Trader Joe's. I love pumpkin, everything. I bought raviolis from Trader Joe's. I can't tell you the last time I bought fucking real pasta with cheese in it. I couldn't tell you because I villainized fucking food that much. And I love raviolis. Will I eat them every day? No. Will I eat them while I'm in town? Yeah, I'm going to eat them. And who knows if they're good or not. Maybe I'm like, this is why I don't eat them, because I don't think they're as good as I imagine they were. And that happens a lot of the time too. I'm like, this isn't just as good as I want it to be. Like if I'm going to eat tortilla chips, I want to eat really good ones. Like if I want to eat a bagel, I want to eat like a bagel from New York, you know? Like I want the best, not giving myself mediocre food. So anyways, that I just wanted to share that is huge for me. That I release that that like weird draw that I had and panic and anxiety around food and eating and my weight, that it's just, it's all perfect. It's totally fine. I may not be where I'm at right now, but I still fucking love myself, and that's okay. And it's all progress, you know, like tomorrow I may weigh less. I'm going to be fine with it. Actually, I know tomorrow I'm going to weigh less. And the next day I weigh myself, I'm going to weigh less than that. And the next day, maybe I get my period and my weight goes up. I'm going to have to be okay with that. But either way, it's all perfection. I'm not going to let this define my day. That's the bottom line. this would have ruined my day. Ruined it. I wouldn't have talked about it. I would have just sat in darkness and in shame around it in my brain. I wouldn't have been able to show up fully for my friends. And I wouldn't have been able to go out and eat comfortably. You know, like, it would have, like, really shaped my whole day in this negative thing. It probably, and if I'm going to be quite honest, it wouldn't have shaped my whole day. It would have shaped my whole trip in California. My whole trip in California would have been me starving myself. So when I go back to Nashville, I would have lost that weight. And when we go back to filming, I would have, you know, that's what it would have done to me. And instead, I know that I'll be fine when I go back to Nashville. And I'll weigh what I want to weigh. And I'm just confident in it. And I've got it. And I'm just going to keep showing up for myself. But I'm not going to let it ruin me. That's the huge moment. Because I've never felt this way. I've just been so, it's okay. Everything's good. It's okay. And that's ultimately what I want to be able to give to people, is that freedom. And it's freedom from our fucking selves. We're the only ones holding ourselves into cages. It's only us. We are the only ones. In every single book you'll read about success or anything, it's like, get out of your own way. Get out. They always say, get out of your own way. And you're like, okay, I'm trying to get out of my way, own way, but I don't really know. Because we got all these, this is what I imagine. We have all these packages and they're falling on the ground. And all the packages are emotional shit we're carrying around with us. Every fucking place. This is like full of rocks. Like, here's my baggage from my breakup. Here's my baggage from my family. Here's my baggage from this traumatic event. There's more baggage. There's baggage around my roommate. There's baggage around my girlfriend. There's baggage around my friends. There's baggage around my mom. Just on and on and on. So I just imagine we're standing in the middle of the street and there's just all these like fucking bags just everywhere. And everyone's just like, hey, cross the street. Like, get out of your own way. And like, you wish you could just get up and walk, leave all that fucking shit behind and cross the street. But instead, you're grabbing for all this. Why are we grabbing for all our traumas and all this shit that's been weighing us down that isn't getting us anywhere? Why are we holding on to it? And that's the thing. Like, you can't just tell someone, like, leave that shit behind. I mean, it may work for some people, but I guarantee we're going to slowly start picking it up again. And picking up it up again. Because we don't have a daily spiritual practice to keep reminding us of who we are. We don't have a community that keeps reminding us of it. And we haven't gone through literally the healing to like literally just leave it behind and never have to look at it again. We can say like, hey, that was me, but that's not me anymore. You know, so that's the place of what I want to be. That's why I'm in school, and to offer that to people is to heal that trauma and literally be able to leave it behind. It is done. It is finished. We are done with it. And I really think that that's why, I mean, there's so many reasons why Jesus said on the cross, like when he was, you know, crucified, it is finished. There's so many reasons, but I really believe in the healing process. You can say it is finished. With my dad's death, like I get sad that he's gone, you know? I get sad from a selfish standpoint that I can't share with him things. Not that he would have wanted to hear him, you know? I get sad from a selfish standpoint. Like when I get sad, I'm like, oh, I wish I could share this with him, but I can't, you know? But there was a pinnacle point when I was moving to Nashville and I was like, I'm done. I don't want to do this anymore. I don't want to grieve anymore. I'm done. And I took his ashes and I said, gave him a good farewell. And I was like, I love you, but you are no longer this physical body. You've transcended to another place. You're not dead, but you're no longer your physical form. So why am I carrying around these ashes that are no longer you? And having that in my house, like, why? And I was like, I still love him, but I've spread his ashes. And I said that I'm finished. In this moment, I am finished with the grieving. I am finished with it. It doesn't serve my highest good. I will have moments of sadness, and that's normal. But I'm not going to let this fucking dictate my life. And so that's why I created a podcast, because sometimes I get, like, tied up, and they're like, do I always want to talk about grief? But it's through that healing process of like the E4 trauma method and like being able to really look at my things and being like, what truths did I create around this that aren't true about myself, others, and the world in general? You know, my body image issues were, there's so many untruths in it. I mean, it all stemmed from like that I'm fat and unworthy. Making you fat isn't make you unworthy of anything. It doesn't make any sense. So, or I'm ugly and unworthy. Being ugly, and that's all relative anyways, doesn't make me unworthy of anything. I'm a human being. I'm worthy of a lot. We all are. So, yeah. So, that was like my aha moment this morning, that I just could have complete freedom. And it just feels so nice, because normally I'd be running around in the morning trying to get all the exercise in and doing all the things. And that's not what my mornings are for, you know? Like, yes, I love doing that because I love starting my day that way. But I'm also really creative in the morning. So I might as well utilize this creativity to make a podcast. So anyways, good morning. I hope you guys I know that this resonates with a lot of people. I'm not going to even say I hope it does. I know it does. As women, especially, we definitely have those moments. And why I'm sharing it is not because I want to be like, oh, look at me. Why I'm sharing it is that I am in disbelief, you know? Especially, we have to give ourselves grace, because for how many years have we been living this negative cycle of quote unquote perceived truths in ourselves, you know? How many years have we been living that you're fat and ugly and unworthy, you know? How many years? I've been probably living that thing has been playing in my mind for probably over 30 years. 30 years. So to be able to be like, I broke the bonds of that, it is finished. It is done. That is no longer me. That no longer serves me. That's huge. And that's what I want to be able to offer other people, that there's hope for you. Because I definitely was like, dude, I got to do something. It's going to fucking kill me. You know? So anyways, I just want to tell you that there is so much hope. And I'm so excited to be able to, like, be able to give this gift to other people. Also, this is a side note. My episode does release today. It is November. No, it's not November. What am I talking about? It's September 22nd. It comes out at 1 o'clock Pacific time today, or 3 p.m. Central. And I think that's 4 p.m. Eastern. I don't know. I really don't know. I don't live in the Eastern Hemisphere, so I don't, or time zone. Hemisphere is probably like Denmark or something. I'm really bad at geography. Let's just be right. Flying, I need to look at a map. I wish most of the airlines I fly on don't have like the map where I can see where I'm flying over. So whatever. But anyways, if you want to watch it, the link is on, it'll be in the show notes too. But I honestly, like, let's be real, like, I barely even know how I'm running my podcast, so I'm truly trying. But the link will be in my Instagram bio. So that is Conway is Rad. I changed my name because I didn't want people to know my first name anymore, because it's annoying. And so it's at Conway is Rad, and you can find the link. It's on YouTube. Eventually, we're going to be on Netflix. So you're, like, first people to see it. So anyways, if you could share that with your friends, if it resonates with you. Also, comment, whatever. All these things really do matter, and like are super helpful for people. Not only just for us to receive confirmation that we're not just like putting this stuff out in the world, no one's seeing it. But it's also nice to be able to connect and know that, you know, we're all in this together, and we're all experiencing the same things. You're not alone. So anyways, yeah, go watch the episode. Tell me what you think. I'm really excited for you guys to hear everyone else's stories. Their stories are so fucking powerful. And so anyways, I wanted to just be the most vulnerable and transparent one, so that it would maybe open everyone up to being that person too. So anyways, I hope you guys have a great day. You're amazing. But anyways, have a great morning. Bye. So here's a word from our sponsor. This is your affirmation I'll send you off with. So take a giant deep belly breath in. Breathe in through your nose, fill up your stomach, and out through your mouth. I am thankful for where I am in my life now.
Here in this present moment, I am thanking God, the universe today, for giving me all that I'm asking for, because I know it is already mine. At this very moment, I release stress, anxiety, and tension. Only by living in the present moment can I manifest the life I truly desire. I've outgrown so much and I'm still learning. I'm a master and a student. I've survived a lot and made me a better person. I give myself credit for making it this far. My destination is nearby and I can feel it. Thank you for listening. Please leave a review, screenshot, tag, and share on social media. I'd love to be friends, so follow me on Instagram and TikTok at @CassieConwayIsRad and at @GrievingWithGratitudePodcast. Go out today and take your power back and consciously create the life you desire, knowing you're so fucking loved and divinely perfect.